It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. On this upcoming episode, I'll give you tips on how to make your book club interesting. So stay tuned. Peace. Yes, it's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. Man, it's raining. Today is Sunday, and it's raining here in Kansas City. I love this fall weather. I'm not a fan of winter, because Kansas City has some harsh winters, I tell you. It's that air, and it's cold, that dry, cold air. Oh, my goodness. It's like the worst. I'm not a winter person. I don't mind looking at the snow, because it's pretty, but I have to work out in it, unfortunately, because I'm a mail carrier, and it's cold. I do not like the cold. I'd rather be in a warm environment where it's hot, sunny, or even like the fall. I love the fall. That's my favorite season of the year. But yes, it's raining. I love rain. I love when it rains, period, because you can pull out a good book to read and just relax, drink you some coffee or tea, water, whatever you do. You just relax, put your feet up, and just read that good old book while it's raining outside. Love it, love it, love it. But anywho, let's get into this discussion. Okay, let's get into it. So I'm here to give you all some tips on how to keep your book club interesting, okay? One, you want to get to know your members. That's important. Especially if you all are meeting locally, you want to get to know your members. Now, if it's through Facebook and if you're part of a group on Facebook, you necessarily don't have to get to know your members, because it's definitely a large community, especially dealing with books. I'm part of three book groups, okay? And we all read books together. I wouldn't say together, but the admin put up books that they recommend that we all should read at once, and it's up to us if we want to be a part of it or not. So that's only if you're part of Facebook and if you're in a Facebook group. You don't have to get to know all your members, because that's a large number, okay? But if you guys are meeting up locally, or if you guys are out of state and you guys do it virtually, definitely want to get to know your members. That's important. That's the key. Two, the location is very important. You guys might want to take turns into meeting up at different places, like houses and stuff. Like one person might say, hey, you guys can meet at my house. Then the next person might say, well, we can meet at Starbucks. Yes, you guys can meet at Starbucks and talk about your books. Definitely. They have like a nice little sitting area or lounge or whatever you guys want to call it, where you guys can sit down and be comfortable and talk about your books, because they got a lounge outside. Some of the Starbucks, you can sit outside or you can sit inside depending on the weather, depending on how you all feel. And then also you guys can even go to a bar and grill, a little lounge. You guys can get dressed up and just go, and you can order some food, talk, and discuss your books. That would be fun. Also, you can go to a park. A park, if it's nice outside, have one of you all to bring like a blanket, sit down, or even at a table, discuss your topics. You know, discuss your your books, okay? Parks, just change the location to keep it, you know, interesting. Keep the members involved, because that's exciting, you know? Three, you want to bring in a local author, read one of their books, and have them appear in one of your meetings and say, hey, would you like to appear in our book club and discuss your book? And that would be fun. Just find an upcoming author and ask them if they want to appear in your book club. That's definitely a good way to keep your book club interesting. And also, I'm supposed to keep up with the numbers, but oh well. Also, you want to keep alcohol. Alcohol is very important, okay? I'm gonna tell you why. It's you necessarily, I'm not saying you have to get drunk, but it's cool to have wine. Not the hard liquor, okay, but wine. It will relax you and make you feel comfortable while you're discussing your books. Fun. I see a lot of book clubs that do that does it all the time. They have wine involved, and I'm telling you, definitely it's fun. If you don't want to have wine, it's okay. That's fine. You guys can have some coffee, juicy juice, or something like that of that nature. Also have food involved. Definitely have like little snacks around to keep it, you know, to keep it going. You want to change the theme. Change the theme. Keep your books diverse. Change your genres. Definitely change the genres. Because you don't want to read the same genre over and over and over. That's just no. You just don't want to keep up with the same genre. That would be so totally boring to me. And I guess to everybody else. What else? If you're gonna pick a book, definitely keep the pages. Like the you don't want to read a book that's going to be over 400 pages. Sometimes, I mean, you can, but that's, gosh, that's way too long depending on how fast you guys can read. If you can bust through that book real quick, that's kudos to you. But you want to keep it around like 300 or a little bit. I would say under 400. That's just my opinion. Also, you want to, let's see, guys, I almost messed up again. Listen, I forgot my other tip for you all. Oh my goodness, I forgot my tip. Oh my gosh, I'm getting old. I'm getting old. I should write all this stuff down because I'm actually free, whatever. Blah, I even messed up on my words too, y'all. I'm just all over the place. Yeah, I messed up. But I want to also add, once you get done with the book, celebrate. Celebrate because you guys hit a milestone. You all finished with that book. Celebrate because you guys are done with the book. Also, just talk about it. Just celebrate because you guys got through that book and you're done. Because some books is very stressful. Some of them will have you emotionally all over the place, okay? And some books that one of your members might choose and you guys did not too much care for, but you still stuck with it and read through it anyway, and just celebrating that you guys are done with it, period. Because I'm telling you, I just got done reading a book and it's called And Now She's Gone. Oh my goodness, that was a hot mess because it was so many characters, it was hard to keep up with. I understood what the plot was, but it was just so many characters that was involved. I was like, who is this person? Who is that person? Really? I was really distressed out reading that novel. I was just like, gosh, I can't wait till we all are done so we can talk about this novel. But yes, always celebrate of coming, like when you're getting done with a novel and you're just done with it, celebrate. That's also always good to do that, is to celebrate when you're done reading. But here we are coming to an end. This is a short episode, but you definitely want to keep your book clubs definitely interesting because if you don't, you will start to lose members. And you don't want that. You don't want to lose members, especially if they enjoy reading, because that's hard to come by, is finding members that enjoy reading. Because that's a lot of people that say they enjoy reading and want to be a part of a club. And necessarily, when they become a part of that book club, they're not committed to that book club. They always have something to do, something come up, something going on, and they just don't stay committed. And I see that a lot going on with the groups that I'm involved in. It's like, okay, you enjoy reading. If that's your passion, how come you can't be involved in this book club and you already said that you will be committed, but something always coming up. No. So you definitely want to get to know your members. Make sure they can be committed to this, to the group. That's important. You want to keep your themes different. You want to change your location, have games involved, even food involved, booze involved. When I said alcohol, not boobs, but booze. Okay? I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. I'm talking about alcohol. What else? You want to get to know your members. That's definitely the key. Have all those involved. Have authors appear in your meetings as well. So you could come up with so many ideas to keep your book club interesting, to keep people involved. And it don't have to be one main person that organize everything. Everybody can have a chance into helping to keep the book club together. Everybody can have a chance on picking a book or having a vote or something like that. Everybody can be involved. Take the day in getting to know all your members instead of just the first day we jumping right into a book. Keep that book under 400 pages, not something that's going to be 700 or 800 pages long, because that's another way to lose members, because that's long and sometimes people can just lose interest quickly. And if you want to read a book that's like 700 pages, make sure everybody is on the same page. And definitely you want to meet up in between on different chapters and keep your meetings going if it's going to be that long. Definitely want to meet up more so than having them spread out because it's a longer book. Stuff like that. So it's definitely important to keep those tips involved in order to have a successful book club. And here we are coming towards an end. This is the end of the segment. I hope you all enjoy. Don't forget to share, like. If you all want to donate, you can. I greatly appreciate it. And also, you guys can follow me on Instagram for the Love of Books NKC, the number 4, Love of Books NKC. Thank you, and I hope you all enjoy this episode. Peace.